the rest of the story. It was Chuck's last hope, Father Flanagan's Boys Town. In his 13 years, he had lived 30 years. His father had abandoned him. His mother didn't want him. She was always leaving the child with obliging neighbors. She would say for hours, but it would be for weeks. Finally, when the boy was 12, his mother told a court that she'd had enough of motherhood, and the court sent Chuck to the Gibault School for Boys in Terre Haute, Indiana. But Chuck ran away. And that's when his problems really started. He burglarized a grocery store and then a number of other stores. And when he was caught, authorities placed him in a juvenile center in Indianapolis. Took Chuck about 24 hours to escape from that center. Apprehended once more, Chuck was hauled before a judge. There was only one hope left for a boy like Chuck, the judge declared, and that was Father Flanagan's Boys Town. And there he was sent. And this is the rest of the story. Edward Joseph Flanagan was born in Ireland in 1886, but he was almost 30 when he came to the conclusion that past a certain age, most men don't change. That meant most bad men are not going to change for the better. If he were going to have a lasting and positive effect on the American socioscape, he would have to start changing hearts while they were still changeable, and thus he was inspired to rent a house which he called Home for Homeless Boys. There were five original residents, three were delinquent. Their numbers grew. The following year, 1918, Father Flanagan moved his once wayward youngsters to some acreage outside Omaha, Nebraska. In 1922, Father Flanagan's Boys Home was incorporated as a municipality. They called it Boys Town, a community governed by boys who were elected by boys. That citadel for otherwise hopeless youth is Father Flanagan's legacy and is with us still. Now, you've heard the often repeated phrase, there is no such thing as a bad boy. During a previous visit, you and I discovered that though Father Flanagan is credited with having said that, he never did. So far as is known, not even once. But he certainly built his life's work around that principle, that there is no such thing as a bad boy. He had a deep and a burning conviction that no boy really wanted to be bad. And then there was Chuck. Soon after his arrival at Boys Town, he made the acquaintance of a youngster named Blackie Nielsen. After only four days, he talked Blackie into running away with him. And the two of them stole a car, and they fled to Illinois. Along the way, they committed a couple of armed robberies. A lifetime of crime had begun. Now, Father Flanagan believed in the basic goodness of boys, and that all a neglected, wayward boy needed was a chance. But Father Flanagan died in Europe that year, so his faith was never shaken, because he never got to meet Chuck, who was his system's most outstanding failure. Chuck was Charles Manson. And now you know the rest of the story.